The world economy is sputtering, while the U.S. economy resilient for now. S&P Global's Composite Purchasing Managers Index for the United States, covering both manufacturing and services, is up a few points this month. It's still below contraction levels, but just barely. However, the indexes for business activity in Europe just hit a 20-month low. As prices surge, interest rates rise, and Moscow's war with Ukraine rages on, threatening energy supplies. And Asian economies are also slumping, all of which explains the bad mood on Wall Street, with stock indexes falling 4 out of 5 days this week, pushing the Dow Industrials down below 30,000. Citigroup's global assessment team says in a note to clients, a Santa Claus rally this year is highly unlikely. We're shipping less, so it's costing us more. Silvana Hanau reports.
FedEx is raising shipping rates for ground and express service by an average of nearly 7% starting in January as a delivery giant deals with a slowdown in business. The rate increase is higher than in previous years and comes a week after the company slashed its profit and sales forecast. FedEx, UPS, and other shippers are suddenly stuck with excess capacity as holiday merchandise was shipped early and inflation has hit consumer demand. Now, the average number of packages FedEx handled in the past quarter fell 11% from a year ago. I'm Silvana Hanau.
The amount of potential unemployment insurance fraud is soaring. As Brian Shook reports, the Labor Department's Inspector General now estimates it at $45 billion.
That's far more than what was previously estimated by the watchdog. The federal relief package former President Trump signed in March 2020 widened the ability for people to receive benefits. It led to more than 57 million to apply for unemployment that spring. The Inspector General says it found fraudsters using suspicious email accounts or social security numbers from the deceased to apply. I'm Brian Shook.
Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.